Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And how was church yesterday? My, what a wonderful Lord's Day God gave us here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a wonderful spirit, a great crowd, a wonderful time at the Lord's table last night, and guests in our services. It was just a great, great day. A Thanksgiving Sunday, right before Thanksgiving Day, just a few days away from us now, and we're looking forward to a great time. One of my favorite holidays, I believe, is Thanksgiving Day. Not every country has it, of course. It's an American holiday, but I'm so thankful that we have a time set aside where our nation give thanks to God. Boy, we've turned from God in this nation. There's no doubt about it. And we've turned to idols, but there's still a remnant. Praise the Lord, that is going to look to the Lord this Thursday. And of course, as believers, we look to Him every day. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So I hope it's not just a day of Thanksgiving, though I'm not opposed to that. I think every day ought to be Thanksgiving Day for the believer. Now, I want to share. Listen, by the way, I hope church was good where you were. That you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and your pastor and that God gave you what you needed through the service and you're ready to go here in this Thanksgiving week. I do want to remind you, our midweek service is not Wednesday night this week. It's Tuesday evening at 6:30 and it's a worker appreciation service. We've done this for years now and we just honor the men and women who serve so faithfully here at Bible Baptist Church. We have an enormous amount of people, a great percentage of the people who don't just attend, they serve. They're here to serve the Lord, and I'm so appreciative of them. And once a year, we just take a service, and we thank them for their service for the Lord here at Bible Baptist Church. You know, Ruth chapter 1, to share something with you today, where the Bible says it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. And a certain man went to Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. I don't know if you're familiar with Reyold Amundsen. Amundsen was a Norwegian explorer who dreamed of becoming the first person in recorded history to reach the North Pole. In 1908, Amundsen received government and private funding, gathered his supplies together, recruited a crew. Then he received news that an American had reached the North Pole, and his dream was shattered. But he did not cancel his planned expedition, but secretly planned a different destination. He didn't even tell the ship's crew until after they left Norway and they were headed not to the Arctic, but to Antarctica. Amundsen was going to the South Pole. Antarctica is among the most dangerous and extreme climates and terrain on Earth. Their ship reached the seventh continent in 1911. Amundsen carefully prepared, setting out across the ice with four men, 42 dogs, and four sledges in October 1911. It turned out to be a race. For the English explorer, Robert Flaken Scott was headed for the South Pole from a different direction. The winner would go down in history as one of the greatest explorers and pioneers of all time. In December of 1911, Amundsen's party was closing in on the exact location. His men told him to go first, but Reyold Amundsen reached the spot and planted the Norwegian flag in the name of their king. At that historic moment, Amundsen men told him to make a speech, and Reyold Amundsen then said, "I wanted to go to the North Pole." He had a dream, but his dream was unfulfilled. And even though he accomplished one of the greatest feats of human endeavor that anyone could think about, All he could think about was the dream that didn't come true. Well, few of us are ever going to reach the North Pole, but every one of us have dreams. We have imagined the way we wanted our life to be. Maybe you pictured yourself successful or happy or healthy or married, or maybe you pictured yourself as rich or tall or thin or pretty or famous or powerful, or maybe the house you wanted to live in, or how many children you'd have, or what kind of business you'd run, what kind of business you'd be in. I mean, if the script we write of our lives, the script we kind of dream of, is that we all live happily ever after, but we know it doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen as we dream it. If it would, then the marriage wouldn't be over. The child wouldn't be astray. The job wouldn't have been downsized and you were dismissed, given the pink slip. You see, we've all been disappointed. We've all been angry. We've all been discouraged. And at first we think, well, it's just a temporary setback. Something better is coming. But then it doesn't come. In fact, it doesn't get better. It only gets worse. And so we quit dreaming. In other words, no point in dreaming or in trying to anticipate tomorrow, because I can't deal with yesterday. You know, it's interesting. The Bible's full of dreams. Dreams give us hope. Dreams give us a future. Dreams show us the way. They help us anticipate a brighter future. Noah dreamed of that ark. Joseph dreamed of being a ruler one day. Moses dreamed of setting people free in Egypt. Hannah dreamed of having a baby one day. David dreamed of building a house for God in Jerusalem. Hosea dreamed of getting his wife back. I think Zechariah and Elizabeth, they dreamed of having a son one day. In Ruth 1, Naomi had a dream. She dreamed of being a mother and bearing children. And she got to see that come to pass. She had boys and having a happy home. But you know what? Famine came. Unemployment came. Hunger came. And they decided, let's go down to Moab. Oh, not permanently. Let's just sojourn there, the Bible says. I mean, a different country, a different culture, different customs, different language. But most importantly, a different God. I believe Naomi said, this is never where I dreamed I would be. Those two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, she loved them and she was very, very pleased with them. One day, an accident in the field and word came, your husband has been killed, your husband's dead. And part of her dreams died. And so she poured everything into her two boys. Oh, she wanted them to marry godly Jewish girls. That's always been her dream. And then grandchildren to enjoy. But they came home. And they had found Moabite girls. And they married them. I think it broke her heart. More dreams are shattered. Thinking she'd been through the worst, all the dreams are gone. She's hit with the news that her two sons have also died. The Bible doesn't give any details. We don't know what happened. But I'm not sure there's any pain like the pain of losing a child. Lose a husband or wife and become a widow or a widower. But boy, to be parents and to lose a child, there's no word to describe the pain that comes with that. Naomi wanted to change her name. She said, no, don't call me Naomi, which means pleasant one. Call me Mara, which means bitter. Unfulfilled dreams had turned her to a bitter woman. When dreams are unfulfilled, we wonder why. Sometimes the answer is hard to find. Sometimes the answer is hard to hear. But let's share some thoughts about that. Some dreams, unfulfilled, should have never been dreamed at all. You see, we assume we have a right to everything we want. Then God is obligated to give it. And we get that by saying things like to our children, you can do anything. That's not true. It doesn't matter if my parents told me I can do anything. At 5'9", I wasn't going to dunk the basketball. I'm not going to run the 100-yard dash in under 10 seconds. You see, you can dream the wrong dream. There are some things you're just not going to do, so quit dreaming it. Number two, some dreams are unfulfilled because they would have been bad for us. The love of God keeps us from some of our dreams. We'd have ruined our lives or the lives of others if everything had gone according to our plan. People have dreamed of winning the lottery and getting millions of dollars, and that's happened to some. And it's ruined their life. Books have been written about their sad plight. Oh, my friend, some dreams are unfulfilled because they've been bad for us. Some dreams are unfulfilled because they never should have been dreamed at all. Third, some dreams are unfulfilled by the... Oh, let's back that up. Some dreams are fulfilled, but they still feel unfulfilling. I mean, you dream that some things would be a certain way and you'd be happy. If I just get the bigger house, or I get this job, or I get this raise in salary, or if I could just buy this kind of car. And then you're able to get the house or the car or the job or the salary, and it's empty. It's empty. The standard by which people say they're happy over the last 50 years, most people say they're not happy. And yet the standard of living has increased significantly. What is your fulfilled dream? Years ago, what did you dream? A better career? Lose weight? Wedding? Children? Health? Happiness, college degree, children live for God, grandchildren, love, acceptance, a house, friends. What's your unfulfilled dream? You know, Job in Job 17 and verse 11, Job has been very successful, you know. He lost his children and his business and his fortune and his dream, everything overnight in one day. What a nightmare. What did Job do? What do you do when your dreams are gone? What do you do when your dreams are destroyed? I tell you what you do. You turn to God. God gives grace to those with broken dreams. God never guarantees our dreams will come true. He guarantees that we'll have strength to go on. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God doesn't, see, we want to focus on the dream, but God wants us to focus on Him. If all our dreams came true, who needs God? The center of our lives is us and what we want. But I need God more than I need my fulfilled dreams. It's hard after dreams are shattered to ever dream again. But we dream. The Bible says in Joel 2:28, the old men will dream dreams. And God causes us to do that. He gives us new dreams. Why do we have new dreams? Because the old ones didn't happen. So you understand, you're getting parts for a car to fix your car. Why? Because one day somebody's dream car was beyond repair, and it was wrecked. And so they took it to a junkyard, and now parts are taken off it to try to make another man's dream come true. Let's go back to Naomi. She didn't get her husband and her sons back. But God took some of the old parts of her old wrecked dream and gave her a new dream. One daughter-in-law, Ruth, loved Naomi, believed in the God of Naomi, went back to Bethlehem with Naomi, met Boaz. They had a son named Obed. And Naomi looked at her grandson, and she changed her name back to Naomi, Pleasant One. Why? She began to dream again. Now she's got a grandson. God has blessed her. And listen, that grandson is going to have a son, and that son will be Jesse. And that Jesse will have a son. His name will be David, and he'll be the king of Israel. And eventually, through his line, is going to come the Savior, Jesus Christ. Dreams. I hope you get your dreams. I hope you look to the God of your dreams. Let's keep dreaming on this Monday, all right? Well, our time ran out on us today. Have a great Monday, everybody. I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.